on the impact for each district may be different because the state is cutting GSA, essentially the general state aid payments. Now, first of all, how big a bite will that take out of your budget at Schuyler Industry?
It's going to be huge. Our district has been fortunate enough. We've had about five straight years of balanced budgets and actually growing the bottom line and our fund balances a little bit. So we've kind of been on a pretty good string financially, and we've been able to accomplish and do a lot of things that, you know, when times are hard, you aren't able to do. But all that's kind of catching up with us now, and that, you know, we got hit with a transportation major cut of 42% just a couple of years ago, and that cost our district $400,000 in revenue and reimbursement when that happened. And then last year they prorated general state aid to 95%, costing us around $200,000. And then this is what makes things very difficult for education and superintendents and business managers and so forth to plan, is that the state still hasn't officially decided hard and fast what the state budget is. It hasn't been signed. The appropriation, the money parts of it, the appropriation parts of it aren't for sure. We're just being told they think the number is going to be about 89%, which would be an additional $300,000 or $500,000 less than we had 2 years ago in general state aid. So we very quickly went from having a balanced budget and you know, being a little better off than that to now this year we're most definitely going to have a deficit budget.
That means dipping into reserves a bit, pretty much, then.
You bet. Absolutely.
As you say, too, it's kind of a situation where it's probably going to be solid. I'm betting you're going on the best guess of the Illinois State's Board of Education at this point. But things could change. Maybe not likely, but you still could be hit in the head, so to speak, by the state budget changes or if the government did something
funny. You bet. And what's unfortunate is just none of the timing and the timelines line up to make good decisions. You know, most of our money, if I wanted to make this year's budget balance, that basically depends on personnel. I mean, schools save money by eliminating people and positions, and unfortunately that's just where our money is. And we have to make those decisions by March. And with the state not even adopting a budget or finalizing a budget or signing a budget until, you know, the very end of the spring session or whatever in May or June or something, you know, it's impossible to plan. And so we tend to have to be a year behind. And that's pretty much why we settled on the raise and everything that we in the position we put ourselves in for this year. We're kind of writing this year off, that the reserves are just going to have to eat up the difference and take it on the chin this year, and then we'll plan like crazy to reduce our spending and make the cuts necessary to get back to having a balanced budget for the following year.
Does that $500,000, I mean, it's general state aid, but are there any particular areas where that will hit you hard? Because it kind of depends, I guess, to some degree on how you apportion the money that you would get. Are there any areas where it's going to really hurt your district?
Well, generally, if you can afford to, most schools put all their general state aid in their education fund because it's the largest fund. It's what pays all of the staff and the vast majority of your employees. So it's kind of the most important fund. But for our situation anyway, the transportation cut has made that fund operate in a deficit, and it's been spending down its reserve. And our building fund is very similar as well, that most schools' building funds, the levy, 50-cent levy for that doesn't keep pace either. So many, many times school districts have to divert some of that ed fund money to those other funds to keep them afloat and keep them healthy. And that's been the case for us. When we were growing the bottom line and getting that fund balance built up in our education fund, it's because the other funds were holding their own, and I was able to keep all of our general state aid in those funds. But now that the other funds are just about at the end of their fund balance, we're having to divert that general state over to them, and that's why we're deficit again. So it's, you know, general state aid drives everything. In our district, it is the single largest, you know, source of revenue for our whole school district. So we are very much dependent on general state aid. And I guess my politically speaking, I just wish they would, you know, in the past, schools always got an increase of general state aid, $50 per kid, $100 per kid, to that foundation level. And they found a quieter, more politically correct way to reduce that you don't hear anybody talking about reducing the foundation level anymore. They're just not appropriating enough dollars to pay at that level, so it automatically gets reduced. And that's a big part that I think the public's missing out on, that I'm not sure what the foundation level would truly be at this funding level, but my guess is $5,700 or something. So I think they've trimmed $300 or $400 off that foundation level.
And ballpark, what would be your overall budget for a school year? I mean, you know, everything, general fund, transportation, ballpark.
Yeah, it's about $12 million for us.
So, yeah, that's a significant. I mean, $500,000 by itself plus the transportation.
Oh yeah, it's a big chunk.
Yeah, it's pretty
big chunk. It's definitely rocked us, and it's going to be a big deal. I got a little, you know, when I started, you know, as superintendent here 12 years ago, we were on the financial watch list and really having to cut and get things back turned around, and we really did get them turned around, and we're headed in the great direction, and now I feel like we're being slammed instantly all the way back to heading in the wrong direction again, and now we've got to regroup and undo a lot of the things we were able to add and improve on and things like that to compensate for this time we're going through.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to add? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I've got plenty of material, but if I'm missing something, please fill me in.
Well, I think our teachers' raise increase is a little better than the going rate, but the main reason for that is twofold. One, last year our teachers took a voluntary soft freeze that we didn't even ask for. They took step only. So they took a less than the going rate raise last year, and this year we bumped it up to three, a little more, 3.23, and the going rate's kind of like 2, I think, for the area from the other superintendents I've talked to. So we felt like when you averaged last year's soft freeze with this year's a little more substantial, it averaged out to about what everybody else had gotten over the last 2 years, knowing that this might be the very last good raise they get for a while as we try to deal with this general state aid thing.